everybody. Hope you're having a great day today, and welcome to Busy Breeze Hot Topics. Also, hope you're having a phenomenal week. We've got an exciting interview. Lovey's going to be interviewing Devon Cooper. He is a filmmaker, actor, and writer straight out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is going to be an exciting interview all about his life, his passion, and all the projects that he has going on. Lovey is also a very dear friend of his as well, and she decided to bring him on the show and introduce him to you guys. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic on over to Lovey so she can get this interview popping.
And thank you, Busy Bree, for that wonderful intro. So, guys, we have a great interview for you today. We are here with none other than the amazing Devon Cooper out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you, Devon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So today, guys, you're excited? Yeah, we're excited to have you here. Devon's a personal friend of mine as well. So, yeah, I'm super excited to be able to do this interview. Thank you for accepting the invite. And let's jump in, guys. Today, we are going to be talking about all things Devon Cooper. So, Devon, we're going to start off with just asking you to just give us a brief introduction of who you are.
I'm a guy who originally is from the Midwest, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Had big dreams and aspirations as a kid, just like anybody else. You know, so I was an athlete. That was the way out of, you know, my mother's struggle and things like that, you know. So, you know, I kind of always had, you know, this imagination like most kids do, right?
Right.
And so I started writing when I was like 4 or 5 years old. You know,
of course.
Yeah, like literally I was going to like class making up lies and stories, you know, making people laugh and all that kind of stuff. And I remember, rest in peace to my dad, I remember he, my mama had to go to work and he took me to my first day of preschool.
Okay.
And man, I just remember, you know, I told my dad, I said, don't leave me this place.
At preschool?
Preschool. Oh, now, I never forget it. You know, I said, don't leave me at this place with these people now. He was like, man, you're going to be all right. So he kind of started feeling bad. My dad was a street guy.
Okay.
But, you know, everything is be hard.
Right.
Don't leave me in this place.
He left you?
Yeah. I'm grabbing onto the doorway, trying to hold on. And he... I think he was really feeling bad, but he not the type to be like, oh, my son, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I could see it in his eyes that he wanted to come rescue me. Uh-huh. The teacher's like, we got him. So once I got used to it, you know, I got to run off at the mouth. They telling us to say something about our parents.
Mm-hmm.
So all these little white kids, it's me and a kid named Roger in the class. All these white kids got wonderful things to say about their parents.
And this is in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, Fort Wayne, okay. Indiana. Yeah, I think it was called like St. Peter's.
Okay.
Preschool, you know, Head Start. Man, it got to me. And so they had all these wonderful stories about their mother and father. My mama just worked, you know, had a job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they was attorneys and business owners. And so I told them, y'all know Superman that be on TV with the cape? That was my dad, you know what I mean? And so, you know, they all just seen my dad leave, you know. Uh-huh. But I told him, you know, that's my daddy, man. It's Superman. He also his side job, he a police officer.
So you just still telling lies and stories?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So you started off in preschool
Man, making up stories, you know. And, you know, hey, and it was like a lot of times it's just flipped. My dad don't get along with the police. So today he's going to be a police officer. You know what I mean? Because it sounds good.
So even at an early age, you were obviously predestined to be in writing, storytelling.
Of course, and I didn't know.
Okay.
Because it was all like I was considered, you know, we would be considered like, to me, I was a nobody. Like I wasn't good enough to be there with the rest of these kids. So that's what inspired me making up something to make my parents bigger than what, you know, the other kids' parents are.
So you had a creative mind even at four.
That's what
we're gonna talk it up as that. You had a creative mind even at four.
I'm making something up, man. You know, and regardless, you know, you learn as an adult, regardless of what you go through, the circumstances and, you know, mm-hmm. situations, you know, my parents were what they were. You know, I got the best parents to ever live to me because I wouldn't be the man who I am. You know, if it wasn't for them being young parents, going through what they went through, and then, you know, trying to teach me in their own way the things that I've kind of grasped and, you know, moved on with.
Okay. So let me, I'm going to backtrack a little bit to the introduction of all things Devon Cooper, because I did not acknowledge that you are film writer, producer, director, entrepreneur, businessman, athlete, dad, and a pillar in the community. So I needed to make sure that your intro was one that truly acknowledges who we're sitting down with today. All things Devon Cooper. So I want to make sure that you guys know who we're sitting down with today. It's not just somebody who's from Fort Wayne and moved to Chattanooga. He is all those things in one. And he's a rather large man. Devon, how tall are you?
6'3", 6'4".
6'3". You look bigger than that. I guess because you're just so big. You guys can't see him right now, but you'll see him in the future. But so with that being said, you were an athlete.
Yeah, I was. But it's not like it is today where, you know, you get so much internet hype.
Right.
But I've always kind of been, I started off being the best athlete. I was one of the best athletes in the neighborhood. I was the best on my team. We traveled. I was the best then, you know.
Okay.
And really, I say that now because of who I've become.
Okay.
So I see a lot of times athletes today, you know, everything is about going pro, or a lot of parents are trying to live through their children.
Mm-hmm.
So as good as I was being nationally ranked or being highly recruited and things like that, having an experience to train with professional teams, all of that,
mm-hmm.
I don't talk about it much. Why? Because I passed that on to my children and I've accepted that.
Okay.
So now my kids are nationally ranked in multiple sports.
Okay.
You know, so I, you know, I say that because I notice a lot of people don't know how to let go of what once was.
Right.
Right.
They live in the past.
Yeah, and it's hurting how great they can be now.
Gotcha.
I've seen 7-year-old kids get snatched off the track because they lost a race.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been a few kids just last year, I believe it was like 3 kids got killed on Little League football nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Over Little League football games.
The parents or the children themselves? As far as
it was adults. It was adults. But it was, the parents arguing and it escalated.
Oh my gosh.
So I think you might have heard of one was like in Texas, I believe.
Yeah.
But you just seen Cam Newton grab like three grown men. He could have really hurt those dudes.
It's just, I think we, as parents, we get so wrapped up in wanting to live through our children when it comes to maybe where we didn't excel, and we want to push our children to live our dream through them in some cases. And I think that's where all those interactions probably came into play. Egos, pride, intimidation, bullying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things we're definitely going to talk about.
Insecurity.
Yeah, insecurities. So we're going to talk about a lot of those things on some upcoming shows as well. But you did football, boxing, and basketball?
Yeah. So I, you know, when I was young, I never really liked basketball to this day.
So why did you play?
I was just an athlete, so because when you start traveling and playing AAU and at the YMCAs in the neighborhood, you got kids that love basketball. They was tall.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I was quick. I had good defense and things like that. And I was aggressive.
Okay.
So, you know, people will want you to be on their team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would go out with my friends. I wanted to play because my friends played. You know, I just was more dedicated to boxing and football, which is tough because even today, unless you're in certain cities or certain neighborhoods, boxing is not really something that people really put on a high pedestal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bree and Jim would love that about you because they're both, mine was basketball, but their favorite sports is boxing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're just going to love this interview.
Yeah. So boxing, and then boxing is one of the most, like, it's one of the sports that really require the most discipline.
Okay. I think Jan and Bree both said that as well.
Yeah. Like, and you know, a lot of times you out on the island by yourself. Like, you got trainers and different things like that. But, you know, with football, if I make a mistake, I got teammates.
Exactly.
You know, if I'm fast and I start eating too bad, you know, my diet is jacked up, I can move to lineman. But boxing, if you start gaining weight, you're going to get your butt whooped.
You're going to be slow with the punches.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's another thing. Like, a lot of a lot of lifting weights and stuff like that. It's a science behind that stuff with these sportsmen. So that's why I say, with the egos and all that kind of stuff, I know that we're not going to stay on that topic, but you know, my message to people is understand who you are. Because, you know, when I look back, I'd be like, man, I was that good in sports. And yeah, genetically, I'm going to pass it on to my children, and I let them have that. But I had a gift all this time in writing, and it wasn't a cool thing.
Okay.
So I never told people about it except for my mom and them knew.
You didn't want to be the nerd, the geek.
And you know, I'm hood. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be a hood geek, right?
Nah, that wasn't cool. You know what I mean? It wasn't cool. Nobody was talking about, even when I remember my granddad, my mom's dad was like, man, what you going to do outside of sports? Like, if you just decide not to do it, if you get hurt? I said, Pops, I'm going to school for being a journalist. I'm going to be writing.
Really?
He said, and I said, I'm going to be a model, too. I said, I'm going to be a model. Somebody told me I can be a model, so I believe him, you know? I believe him. I can be a model. He said, boy, you know, models are gay.
Oh. You know?
I said, I didn't want to be gay. So, you know, but then, like, now, you know, I got a lot of friends that's in modeling and stuff like that. And so one of my buddies, he come to Atlanta a lot. He modeling.
Okay.
And, you know.
Is he part of LGBTQ?
No, well, a couple of his friends are, but he's not.
He's heterosexual.
Yeah, he's heterosexual, okay, you know what I mean? But, like, he made me understand, like, man, look, man, just because you're a part of a certain industry don't mean it, because I was messing with him about it. I said, well, you know, man, you know, they're going to get you, boy. You know, but nah, you know, I have fun with people because I got some gay employees and actors that's, you know, gay or, you know, do different, you know, but, you know, I can make jokes with them. But especially with the dudes that's straight. I'm like, man, you around all that, what you in there doing, you know? But nah, but my grandfather did. He was like, boy, they gay. Most of them gay. And I said, well, no, you know, so I quit before I even got started because I was like, well, I got to be gay to be a model.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, he old school.
Right, of course.
So a lot of guys who was probably taking pictures or in the front of the magazines, you know, doing certain poses and stuff, they probably did come across that they was more feminine, you know what I mean, back in the day. So now, you know, people can take pictures with robes on. And it's accepted. It's cool. It ain't, you ain't necessarily got to be called gay. It's just times has changed. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But when we came up, like I tell my kids, we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have, you know, we didn't have cell phones until like really when I got in high school.
Yeah, I don't think I was late.
I remember pagers. You know,
late 20s, early 30s. Yeah. So we had the Sega Genesis, right?
Yeah.
And the Ataris.
Oh yeah, and then I had the Super Nintendo.
Yes. Yeah.
Super Nintendo. Yeah, I think we got like in middle school, high school. I'm, you know. Dreamcast.
Okay, so you know I'm older than you are.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But I don't even remember it like that, but I do. It, like I don't think we had one. We probably couldn't afford it, but I had some friends who had, you know, and Nintendo 64. So you remember none of that?
Yeah, but see, again, I'm older than you, okay. So I'm more along the Atari original Nintendo.
You ain't that old. Atari
50.
Atari older than that.
Yeah, it is, but I'm just saying. My game console, you know, I'm playing Duck Hunt and
to this
and
day, nothing is like Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, Miss Pac-Man.
That's Sega.
Pac-Man Jr.
Yeah, ain't nothing like that.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's the thing with sports, man. I had my experiences, man. I got a chance to, you know, train with some teams. I got a chance to, you know, I get a chance to train kids for free, including my own. And I can kind of put it behind me. I don't have no regrets. I don't have no insecurities. I don't go on most interviews talking about sports because, you know, sports has become one of those things where people, they feel like, man, like I tell people all the time, professional sports has branded themselves better than any business I've ever heard of. Everybody is sports expert.
Everybody.
They think so. So they think so. Yeah, and it's like it's cool to give an opinion about something, but like you know, I've been doing film all these years, just growing and growing and growing. But I've never hosted radio. So I always would want to listen to somebody like yourself and other people that's doing it, different people that's interviewed me, because I feel like the experience that one has, they're gaining all that knowledge, and I don't have the answers.
Right, true.
But so many people feel like, yeah, I watch football on Sunday, so I know all the answers.
Yeah, they know all the answers, all the teams. So even with that being said, I want to dive in before we go to our first break. I want to talk about, so with football, is that the one you got the scholarship with that you ended up turning down?
Yeah, football.
So tell us why you turned down your scholarship.
My oldest son was on the way.
Okay.
And I was, back then, I don't, like now, they're giving NIL deals.
Okay.
To high schoolers.
Okay.
Like, here go $500,000 in a crib.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
They weren't doing that back then.
No. Yeah. We was told I couldn't drive my freshman year, and I couldn't live off of campus.
Okay.
And I was in fear of not being the father that I needed to be to my child.
Okay.
There's no way I was going to be able to, you know, give him my all if I wasn't able to go to work, and because I was going to leave for football practice and go straight to work because mm-hmm. I had a responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't really, you know, and still to this day, it's, I just heard of a young man that played with my kids, had a full ride scholarship to Auburn to play football.
Okay.
But he got a baby on the way, he just found out, and they took the scholarship from him.
Because of him being a parent? A parent?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's happening at every university. And you seen the movie. Did you see the movie at Clemson where the young man had to sneak his little brother into the stadium?
Unfortunately, I have not. You, okay. G, and Brand be on me about watching these movies. Man, I got to do that.
You're an actor. How you?
Don't take my black card, okay? I just got it back from Jen.
No, man, but it's cool. It's cool. It's just some of these stories is crazy, but good athlete, right? Mm-hmm. And had to sneak his son. I mean, his little brother. He was raising his little brother. Had to sneak him into the campus. Okay. Had him living there. Oh. And then you got some people who just have better situations or whatever, you know, or different situations, and the resources and things just may be there for them. You know, they may not have to go through that.
And that was your situation, the reason you had to turn down your scholarship.
I didn't want to put that kind of pressure on my mother or nobody to raise my child, you know. I didn't want, you know, man, I mean, it was coming up. I remember talking to people and I asked him, I said, man, that's your stepdad, right? They said, no, that's my real dad. I said, well, how your real dad live with you? I remember these conversations.
You didn't have that.
I was like, man, you don't live with your real dad? That don't make sense. Like, arguing with him. Okay. You know? You know? Because that was the norm.
Yeah.
That was like, me and my friends, I live with my stepdaddy.
So that was... With living in through that situation made you not want that for your child. You wanted to be in your child's life, two-parent home. The things that you didn't have, that was your reason for turning down the scholarship?
I don't know if I wanted the two-parent scholarship. I don't know if I was that advanced, but I definitely had it in mind that I was going to be a father to him, you know. You know, and I wasn't going to accept anything different.
Okay.
You know, so I think a lot of people... I hear a lot of people complain about, like, child support and stuff. That mm-hmm. stuff don't mean nothing to me. I mean, I just feel like I'm going to do whatever I got to do for my kids.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I don't care about the mama laying around with Joseph over there. Hey, he just going to be living good off of old boy movies. Because my kids going to be taken care of. You know what I mean?
That's, like, commendable. I mean, I hate that you did have to give up your scholarship, but God had a bigger plan, even though you didn't see it then.
Mm-hmm. And I accepted that. Yeah.
So, guys, we're going to get ready to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to continue to sit here with the amazing Devon Cooper out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we're going to continue to go on to hear all things that are about Devon Cooper. We'll be right back.
Where them pepperonis at?
Programming for The Heat, 97.3 FM, is brought to you in part by Gun Lake Casino.
Win a new truck, a boat, cash, and more. It's the $100,000 golden ticket at Gun Lake Casino. Saturdays in March, win up to $5,000 plus golden ticket entries for the grand prize. Then at 10 p.m. on March 30th, one winner takes it all. 10 grand, a Ford F-150, a Ford Escape, an Indian Scout bike, and a Tracker bass boat. It's the $100,000 golden ticket only at Gun Lake Casino. See Rewards Center for details.
Hey guys, this is your girl Bree with Busy Bree's Hot Topics. I hope you've been tuning in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where me and my friends, Lovey D and Jennifer Real 100, bring you the best in interviews, hot topics, entertainment news, and much, much more. If you can't be anywhere else, then be at Busy Bree's. We brighten up your day and make it just a little bit lighter.
97.3 FM would like to thank our sponsor, Great Giant Supermarket, for their support. Great Giant Supermarket is located at 1226 Madison Ave Southeast on the corner of Hall Street and Madison Avenue. Great Giant Supermarket has helped stabilize the Southeast Side Madison Square Commercial District by providing food security and access for local residents, and our community greatly appreciate their commitment. Great Giant Supermarket provides groceries, meats, hot food to go deli, and a full line of beverages including liquor. Great Giant Supermarket's meat department has just been remodeled and now have more meat selections available. Thank you, Great Giant Supermarket.
You are listening to Busy Breeze Hot Topics on the Heat 97.3 FM.
Okay, guys, and we are back with all things Devon Cooper. We have with us today the amazing Devon Cooper out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Welcome back, Devon.
Welcome back.
All right. So we're going to actually pick up. Yes, I appreciate you welcoming me back to Busy Breeze Hot Topics, guys. So again, today on Busy Breeze Hot Topics, we are sitting down with the amazing Devon Cooper out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Amazing film writer, producer, director, mentor, businessman, entrepreneur, father. The list goes on, okay? So.
Man, that made me proud to hear that about myself.
That's who you are.
Yeah,
that's
man, you don't think about it every day, though, you know?
That's
you
don't think about it. That's why you're here on Busy Breeze Hot Topics today with Levy D. Because you are an amazing person. You're an amazing person in the community. And again, I'm grateful to know you personally as my big little brother.
Likewise.
Yeah. He's my big little brother, guys. So before we went to break, we were talking about you giving up your scholarship to be in your son's life, that you wanted to make sure that you were a part of that. So we're going to kind of run a little bit quickly through that because it's so much more to address here with you today. And I want to make sure we cover as much as we can. So even with that, you had your first son, DJ?
Yep.
All right, so we got a little Devon Cooper Jr., okay?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Gets on my nerves.
Is he a miniature you?
He is, man. You know, my mama say that, but he, you know, I set a bar real high for him.
Okay.
And I got high expectations for him. You know, do what you want to do. I say, son, what you want to do? Well, this is what I want to do. Well, you need to be the hardest worker at it.
Okay.
I don't care how about your natural talent.
Mm-hmm.
The work ethic has to be there.
Right.
You know, they wonderful. You know, I just had a man tell me, Uncle Larry in Chattanooga on some of the best fish. This restaurant is the best in the country.
I seen you post that the
other
day.
Oh, my God. And he told me, he said, Devon, you're amazing. Made me feel good about myself. He said, but your talent is getting you places, but your character is going to take you even further.
Mm.
And so that just made me to really, even though I never thought about it, now I'm focusing even more on just continuing to better myself with my character.
Let's hashtag that.
That's cool.
Let's hashtag that.
Hashtag it. I ain't hashtag none of my life. So I ain't never took a selfie before.
What?
No, I think that's for women.
Jan and Bree, we have got to get Devon. We gotta teach them the angles, how to hold the camera, and all.
I got some gay friends that'd love to do it for you.
Yeah. Hey, we love
taking selfies and stuff.
We love the LGBTQ also.
Yeah,
so, but even
I still
with that,
crack my jokes,
we know you're gonna still crack. You wouldn't be Devon if you didn't.
Yeah.
So we also want to talk about how many children you have now.
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, touchdown. Extra point, good.
Oh,
you know?
God. Yeah. Goes out to Dominique. My heart goes out to Dominique, yeah. Your beautiful wife.
Yeah, thank you.
So
Five boys, two girls. Yeah.
Five boys, two girls. The girls the last two, right?
No, I remember it's a boy in between the two girls. So they are the two youngest other than one boy.
Give us their name, because I remember all the children, but their names sound like
Devon,
yours.
Dayon, Drayvon, Detron, DeVea, DeAndrew, and DeLea.
Okay.
That's a movie.
Say that again.
Devon, Dayon, Drayvon, Detron, DeVea, DeAndrew, and DeLea. So they need to give me some money for one of these networks. Because I see they giving the obese women some money, and they giving the obese men, and they giving these people with 20 kids. I said, man, I need to have a few more kids. I got a full show.
Yes, you're going to do Full House.
Man, I'll be the coolest daddy on that thing.
But get this. Hey, you guys can be 9D or D9 because it's you. And then your wife, her name is with a D. And then all the kids are with a D. So there you go.
Yeah, you're right.
D9.
D9.
How about that? Full House.
Sound like a police dog. D9. Now that sounds, I like that.
Okay, so we're gonna move on past D9. So, we know you've done a lot of things in the community, and I was blessed to be able to attend a red carpet of yours just last week. I mean, it was great. I mean, as much as I even know you, I didn't even know you had that many movies that were already on Tubi.
Yeah. So the distributor that we're dealing with is out of Atlanta, Man Robinson Studios.
Okay.
And I've been looking for distribution for forever. Like, so, and it's real crazy because, you know, a lot of people don't really understand distribution. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm going to make this short, but like, even the people who are in distribution now, it's like an opportunity for them to be able to capitalize in 2024. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are making movies that are not necessarily passionate about it. It's just an opportunity for them to be able to get involved with it and maybe make some money, okay. Maybe even do a really good job at it. So I got with Man, and, you know, I always thought that, well, when I get with a certain distribution company, you know, we're going to get some money fronted to us, and, you know, I'm going to be able to partner with them, get them some scripts, get them some productions and things like that. But it wasn't necessarily a distribution deal.
Okay.
It's a distribution partnership where you get, you know, everybody come together, put the project out, and you get a percentage. So mm-hmm. Tubi is like one out of, you know, 30 networks they deal with.
Okay.
So... you know, as much as we would love to work with different networks, mm-hmm. Tubi is really a platform that's you know, some people got their jokes about it, mm-hmm. but they're one of the highest paid networks out of all of them.
From what I can gather, Tubi's truly growing as far as being one of the greater platforms, even with Netflix.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, heck, even with me, Netflix just got me for $1.
What?
Because they was charging me $25 a month, so you know it come out of your account. I never know this is gone. So I went email them. I said I dropped down to $6.99. Why y'all taking $7.99 out of my account? You know, no, I want my dollar. You know what I mean? And so no, but Netflix is cool. Shout out to them, man. But Tubi is free, and you know, it gives people an opportunity to really go to a platform to see some of the up and coming filmmakers. You know what I mean? So even though I've been writing my whole life and producing for years. You know, we've worked with Amazon and things like that, you know, and then they got rid of that and they started doing direct. So we dealt with Amazon Direct. And okay. So it's different platforms that has worked out for the up-and-coming filmmakers. But, you know, I'm just not the kind of guy that really care about fame. So if it don't make sense on the business side, I probably wouldn't do a deal with, you know, any major network, you know. Anyways.
Okay.
You know, so Tubi has been good to me so far, man. I'm thankful for him.
Okay. I mean, even being at, you know, my guy and I being at your red carpet, along with all the other guests that was there, just seeing after you, we watched the premiere movie, mm-hmm. and just you bringing up the cast that was in the movie, how they were just so grateful to be in your film. And, you know, with that being said, I personally want to just give you a shout out to how you just bring on people who have a passion for it, who mm-hmm. haven't been able to get the opportunity from anyone else, take a chance on putting them in a film, that you're known for that. You're known for that. So tell us why do you do that? Why do you do it?
Because I ain't like being broke. You know, so, I mean, you know, honestly, you know, the thing is, I tell people all the time, your movies are going to outlive you. Mm-hmm. Everything I do is for, like, one of my favorite businessmen in the world, people will probably say I'm crazy because of maybe the controversy behind it, but Dame Dash, I love.
Okay, yeah.
Because Dame Dash is doing things that's going to make sure his kids and grandkids are on a different platform. You know, mm-hmm. like, some people may have $100 million and all that, and they'll leave some money, and that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people don't get a chance to see. Like, Bernie Mac didn't get a chance to see everything that his name is built to mm-hmm. be today.
Yeah, and who he's inspired so many behind him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so my whole thing is building for, I believe a good man leaves an inheritance.
A
you
legacy.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
A legacy.
Yeah, so that's what I'm building for. So a lot of these actors that aspire to be actors in movies and stuff like that, you get them an opportunity mm-hmm. and... you know, who knows where they'll be in 10 years from now. But
right.
you cannot take the fact away. You can't take away from them the fact that they've been in the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when they start receiving royalties and things like that, maybe a year later, depending on the deal or the agreement they have with me or whatever, you know, they reaping the benefits of the work that they put in. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you've done how many projects with me? Regardless,
I think 5 or 6.
Think about it.
I've been in 5 or 6 of your projects. Hey.
Yeah, and those and all of those projects just went in distribution. So think about it. I haven't even received a check for none of those, for 3 of those projects at all. Mm-hmm. Like nothing. So the goal is always for us to make the right deal with distribution and for those checks to start coming in, so people can make money from the work that they actually put in.
Right.
And so when we giving them these opportunities, you know, I like to look at it as a way of, like you said, changing their life. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in the moment. Mm-hmm. Well, and for some, most of them, yes, in the moment. Because, like you said, walking on the red carpet, recognizing that they can be a star, showing them something within themselves that they didn't even see before.
For me, it was just more of us, when I came to your red carpet, that for the very first film I was in with you. Thank you again for the opportunity. Iniquity, mm-hmm. Yes. It was just amazing seeing myself on screen.
And watching it, with the rest. I remember we got a reaction from a scene with your kids. Yeah.
I remember that. I'm like, come on, people, it's acting.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, sex scenes, murder scenes. I just had somebody tell me the other day, they said, so do you have anything other than, like, gangster stuff? And I said, when have I put something out just about street or gangster? I'm like, Fractured Not Broken was about a couple going through a divorce and him.
Yeah. I was in that one too, y'all.
Yeah. Sunless was about a man trying to stop his son from being that was a boxer from getting caught up in the streets. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have some of that. I tell people, if you have a 501c3, a not-for-profit, you receiving funding, if you doing movies, you cannot get away from the realities of life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, all of y'all are raising money to help somebody who's in need. You know, so most of those people who are in need are going through either poverty or the struggle, seeing family members on drugs or whatever. You cannot get away from that. Mm-hmm. So that's what a lot of my following is seeing in these movies, because that's what they actually going through. Mm-hmm. Right?
You're in tune with the people, something that they can relate to.
Yeah. So we got like a Christmas movie coming and stuff like that, but you're still going to see.
I'm waiting on my script.
We got you. Hey, I got you. You know, hey, look. Slowly but surely, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's so much, man. We love this.
Yeah.
You know, and man, it's always about, I'm always trying to consider what somebody else's personal life. That's the hardest part about being independent. Mm-hmm. Is you always trying to consider what somebody else's life is. Somebody can show up and act for you and do a damn good job, and you'd be like, damn, was he acting? Mm-hmm. But they might be going through a struggle. They might be sleeping on the streets.
Be in tune with that character, so with their role. And that, you know, being a film writer, producer myself, I understand a lot of the struggles you go through. Not all, because you've done so many more projects. But I get it on a lower scale of what all goes into it, the frustrations that go behind it. A lot of people don't see. They just see the finished product.
I wouldn't even say a lower scale. I mean,
well, when I say a lower scale, I haven't done as much as you have. When I say on the whole
full
aspect of it. Oh, I feel it. I felt it with colorblind.
Yeah. But you see the pressure. Like I said, you just go through the same thing over and over again with just a little bit more knowledge.
That part. So that's what I'm saying. So the more you know, the more you grow.
Yeah. And what's helped me is being a business owner and other, you know, other endeavors. Mm-hmm. You kind of learn how to just, really at the end of the day, it's all about how to move with people.
Exactly.
You know, and that's one thing I've learned, man. You know, you might have to been a tough guy or a tough woman at one point in your life, but it comes to a point where, like, you realize as an adult, mm-hmm. if you don't know how to treat people, if you don't know how to move in a room full of vultures or mm-hmm. eagles, you're not going too far, man. Mm-hmm. Because if people don't like you, if people don't want to deal with you, it can really mess you up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, me, I know there's a bunch of people out there who kiss butt. No, I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. I just genuinely love people, so I don't have to.
And we know that. For anybody who's ever worked with Devon Cooper knows that. I mean, for the red carpets I've been to, but for any project, even the one we did in Missouri when I brought you to my mm-hmm. hometown, man, everybody, they're still talking about that. They're still talking about you. They're still talking about the film. They want to know, how can I get in one? You know, you're the one that they saw that was just like, as a young man doing his thing in the film industry. It's kind of like, Yeah, so they're still giving you praise back home in Missouri. So I'm like,
man, I appreciate that. I'm grateful. You know, and I'm gonna say this real quick because I know time is real thin. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you got people. That's what I was saying, kind of about like the passion and stuff. You got a lot of people who may not have the passion, but they at least have an opportunity to try to find something. And Tubi is giving that opportunity to people. You know, I actually had something similar to Tubi that I was going to bring.
Okay.
So when Tubi came, I fell back off of it because I'm like, I spent a lot of money on it, and I just want to focus on doing my movie. So that was a substitution for all that.
Okay. Well, we're going to get ready to take a quick break here, guys. I'm loving sitting down with my big little brother, Devon Cooper, from Fort Wayne, Indiana, to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and this has just been a great interview.
I'm a part of Atlanta too, man. I live in Atlanta. Show me a lot of love, man. You know,
ATLian after all.
Yeah, it's all family.
But, so we're gonna take a quick break, guys, and we're gonna be right back. And we're gonna I want to address some of the movies that he has out. He has so many, but I want to give you guys the names. And at some point, we're gonna tell you before we wrap up where you can go and watch them. All right. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we will be right back. All right.
Support for The Heat, 97.3 FM, comes from Grand Rapids Community College, Tassel M-Tech. Start your career in healthcare. Career training programs at Grand Rapids Community College prepare you for in-demand jobs like certified nurse aide, community health worker, direct support professional, pharmacy technician, and phlebotomy technician. Financial aid assistance is provided to eligible students to complete their studies. For more details, go to grcc.edu/healthcare.
For the latest in entertainment, culture, and sports, tune into Busy Breeze Hot Topics Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon Eastern Standard Time on The Heat, 97.3 FM, and online at www.theheat973.com.
Tune in to Reality Check every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. on The Heat, or listen online at www.theheat973.com.
You are listening to Busy Breeze Hot Topics on The Heat 97.3 FM.
WJWC, The Heat 97.3 FM, is sponsored by Gerald R. Ford International Airport. Enjoy nonstop peace of mind when you choose one of our Gerald R. Ford International Airport's 30-plus nonstop routes. Learn more at flyford.org.
And we are back with the amazing Devon Cooper, talking about all things Devon Cooper here on Busy Breeze Hot Topics today, sitting out with me, Levy D. Welcome back again, Devon Cooper.
We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere. Okay, so we're going to pick up with, because we have about maybe 15 minutes left in today's interview with you, which we may end up having to do an interview too on this one. So much to cover, but I want to make sure, if nothing else, we can get the gist of your films that you have out, because again, you have so many. I mean, that was some, and I follow you on a regular, and I didn't even know you had that many. So give us a quick gist from Sunless to it's so many, just go ahead, name them all.
So I just make it quick like this. Okay. Here, and I appreciate anybody who go out and watch or support us, man. Our cast and crew work hard, very, very hard. So we got Sunless, Internet Host, and Fractured, Not Broken, all on Tubi. You know, Sunless, which is about an amateur boxer and his father, who used to also be a boxer, Buzz and Zap, Buzz being the dad and Zap the son. Buzz is trying to make sure he create a life for Zap to be away from the upbringing he came from.
Okay.
It's a 7-episode series on Tubi. Fractured Not Broken is about a man who built a record label. His wife kind of don't know what she wants. And they find themselves going through a divorce and fighting for half of everything that he's built, you know.
I'm in that one.
Yeah. And you're also an internet host. Internet host is a one idea that was like more like a a suspense.
Yeah,
it's a comedy. comedy suspense. You know, so Fracture Not Broken, internet host, and Sunless, all on Tubi. I got a movie called Forever Tied about a military soldier, a guy who was born and been in every branch of the military, being challenged to go out into the world to live. Rather than just, you know, being a number and ready to die. So he gets a daughter and finds out that, of course, you know, she has a biological father who hadn't been there, but now he's trying to take back over. So got that film coming out soon.
Where would they be able to watch that one?
Not sure yet, but okay. If you follow me on Devon Cooper, Devon Cooper Studios on Facebook, Instagram, I think Instagram is Devon Cooper _Studios. Okay. You'll be starting to see trailers and different things like that come out. We just did the red carpet for Unsaved. That'll be coming out. Yes. I don't know if that's going to go to Tubi or if that's going to go to one of the other networks. We haven't got that worked out yet.
That was a great movie.
Thank you.
Me and Tommy, we enjoyed it. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Great movie.
And that was about a big 7-footer damn near getting bullied by a dude 5'6".
I didn't believe he was small.
Yeah, but he was whooping him. He was whooping him. Yeah, so that one. So, we just try to be diverse with our writing. A lot of times with business, a lot of people don't understand that you have to invest into yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're not going to win tomorrow. But, you know, you'll get your money back eventually when you continue to stick with it, you know. So it's been years since I've been invested into these movies, writing them and putting them together. And we really, really starting to walk through some doors. And I'm thankful, man. I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
And obviously, the bigger the doors are for me, the bigger the doors become for the actors who stuck with me.
Absolutely.
Love what Tyler Perry has done. I get people criticize Tyler Perry, and I just tell them, like, man, listen, he's doing his part, though. You know what I mean? What can you say? Do your part. Mm-hmm. You know, I say the same thing. You know, I'm a nobody compared to, like, Monique and Cat Williams and different guys like that. But my thing is, I look up to all y'all. You know, we can't spend 2 hours talking about each other, man. We got to come together and build something, create some solutions. Mm-hmm. Even when a lot of things that we see and, you know, we persevere through, a lot of it is dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of wicked people out there. There's a lot of crazy things going on. The biggest thing is we got to come together, produce our own stuff, and push our followings out there. And and I'm sure they're doing a lot of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what's going to help us not to be in a position where people are selling their souls and all this crazy stuff they're talking about is when you build your own together.
The one thing I love about you, Devon, and I think a lot of people saw it in Tyler Perry, because I was one of the ones back in the day, as we use the term, that when he first started, like, he's using the same actors and everything. You keep seeing the same faces. But I had to understand when I got into this industry myself, of understanding that those were the ones that were riding with him from the beginning, that were there when they weren't getting paid, that were there when they was working those long hours and being on set for long hours, and understanding that, you know, we in it for the passion and we believe in what Tyler Perry is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that a lot with you. That,
thank you.
You know, even because I know you've used me in several films, and I'm so grateful that you
still,
you know, keep me busy. You better, huh?
Well,
I love that you use a lot of the same people, and I know it's because they're faithful and they're committed, and they have a passion for what they're doing, and they have a passion for what you're doing, and believe in what you're doing, and it makes it for a great team to work.
And that's the thing: a lot of people, until you become where people consider you successful in their mind, they don't want to be a part of, they don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about it. I mean, I started off and people wasn't even hitting the share button for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got, man, hey, listen.
It doesn't make it any better when they end the film and they don't even share the movie or even show up for the red carpets.
I got actors and actresses that love me. Like, we like family. Mm-hmm. Like us, we, you know, all of we, it's like this, it's a fist, man. Mm-hmm. But they understand my vision, and I understand that they all have different skills and different things that they're trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my job to make it all line up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got a day job that pays you $20,000 or $100,000 a year or a million, it's my job to go around your schedule to make sure that you're able to live this dream.
In every film I've been in with you, Devon, you've done it. You've made sure it worked for the actors, the film crew.
Yeah.
You made sure that it wasn't going to be like, I'm the writer, producer, director, so it's on my time. If you can't make it work for your time, I'll get somebody else. I've never seen you do that out of all the films I know you've done, and I'm grateful.
Yeah.
And I know everybody that's been on set with you is grateful. Guys, if y'all don't know, and I don't mean to take over.
No, you did.
If y'all don't know anything about working with Devon Cooper, let me just tell you, like, He is like the funnest guy on set. He is like the most laid back guy on set. He's gonna let you play with your lines. He's gonna let you mix up a little bit, but now don't do too much to his baby now. He's gonna tell you now, look, now it's still my script. But I love the fact you don't make people feel stressed or pressed or intimidated. None of that on set.
They can get that at their day job.
And we do.
Yeah, so
we do. I'm an accountant, so believe me, I can get it. Just not just radio personality and film writer. I have a 9-to-5 job. So being on set with you, it's like, you know, when we get on set with Devon Cooper, it's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. We have to follow your lead because you jump off script. We just have to go with it.
Fun. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you got to sometimes, you know, let those characters, you know, be more broad than what you put on paper.
Kind of like what Cat Williams said he was able to do with Money Mike on Friday After Next.
Right.
That
Ice Cube
let him get a little freedom with the role.
Yeah, you know, Cat was like, well, I wrote that movie. You know, Cat Craig. You know what I mean? And he probably did have a lot to do with the dialogue changing with his character. Yeah. You know, they talented, you know, but it's about, again, coming together and just really doing great things. And I'm not saying you got to work with everybody, because everybody ain't like them.
Everybody's not able to be worked with.
You know
with.
What I mean? They're not, you know. Yeah. And so, but you see, when Tyler Perry did Acrimony, he called Taraji. That's, hey.
I'm your Taraji.
Hey, look.
I'm your Taraji.
Come on, get this work done. I think she told him we got 8 days to shoot this movie, because she had to get back to Empire. Uh-huh. And she did what she do. You know what I mean? And so, it's all about love. I know people talk about, like, the money and all of that stuff, man. And we talked about that the other day. You know, at the end of the day, what's going to really change a lot of that stuff is building an empire where, you know, the people who actually are doing the acting that want more money, that's built the brand, they in a position to where they can see the money before it go out. That makes sense what I'm saying? Because if you waiting on somebody else to give you more money, man, you're probably going to just be waiting.
Be waiting forever.
I mean, for real, no matter how good you are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, like, right now, I mean, the guys who've been owners in the professional sports has been who has owned them for forever. You got maybe, I think Michael Jordan squares into the NBA.
Yeah.
From Bob Johnson. But, I mean, it's not a whole lot of, let's say, blacks. And it's not been anybody new. It's not been anybody new really like that. I mean, they're not just letting you in like that. And you have to have some type of boundaries.
Right.
Or anybody who makes some money. But, like, yeah, I got a team. But, you know, it's really, I like what Ice Cube was doing with the Big Three.
Okay. I'm not familiar with the Big Three.
So the Big Three is where a lot of NBA players who retire get to come out play 3-on-3.
Oh.
They got 4-pointers instead of just 3-pointers.
You know, oh, snap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to look up on that.
You got to check that out. I think they came to Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to check it out, man. Look up the Big Three, man.
The Big Three.
I was watching an interview with him, and the NBA was giving him a hard time, man. Listen, man, they don't realize how much money they can add to what they're already making by partnering with him. And so, Cube, keep on going, bro. You the reason why, you one of the major reasons why I am who I am, and I'm still growing. So I know he'll probably never see this interview. Maybe
he
will,
gonna,
you know?
See this one, baby, because this guy left a D on it. It's on Busy Breeze Hot Topics.
I know that's right.
Busy Breeze Hot Topics is skyrocketing, baby. We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
So believe me, at some point, Cube, all of them, okay?
That's what I'm talking about.
Tyler Perry,
I love
Oprah,
them dudes,
they're
man.
All
I hate to see them against each other ever, man. Kevin Hart has worked 20-something years to be where he at today, so you hate to hear Kat say, you know, he's a plant and stuff like that. But, man, like I said, they all, you hear Mike Epps say, you know, Kevin Hart, you know, they all rolled together. Michael Blackson, they were friends before they actually did Friday After Next. These people know each other. So it's like the kids going to school together. They human, man. Like, people look at celebrities and say, you know, well, they're here. But realistically, financially, they're there. But you run into most of them and you find out that they just people.
They're
just
everyday
like
people.
Yeah.
Everyday people. You know, and one of the things I've heard a lot when it comes to you and to myself is that they call, they be like, oh, Devon is the next Tyler Perry. Levy, you're the next Oprah Winfrey. I was like, no. He's going to be the first Devon Cooper.
That's
and
right.
I'm going to be the first Levy D. So, yeah, it's great that someone would want to put you on that level or that playing field to that you're getting to that that level. But I don't want anybody to say, oh, you're the next Oprah. I want to be the first me. You know, and I want to be inspiring to other people, not just young women, but people in general. That, yeah, I came from small town Southeast Missouri, and look at where I am now. I'm still continue to grow, but I want people to understand that it was God's favor.
Absolutely.
You know, so as things are happening, it's our time for Devon Cooper. Yeah, you were that little 4-year-old in preschool who was kicking and dragging, not want to be there, but God had a bigger plan. at that time. And it's starting to come to fruition. So when people see you, yeah, it's great to say, oh, he reminds me of Tyler Perry. But you want to make sure that you remind them of you, mm-hmm. remind them of who Devon Cooper is.
Yeah.
And I love that about you. Again, as my big little brother, I'm so proud of you. I'm blessed to get to meet you about 8 years ago now.
Man, time flies.
So it has been an amazing trip with you. I love the fact that you know, when you get a role, you're like, hey, Levy D, I got a role for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be perfect for you. So I'm so grateful. I'm pretty sure all the others who are not here today that will hear this can agree with me that working with Devon Cooper has been amazing. It's great, and I'm looking forward to seeing how far you're going to go, how far God is taking you, and I want to be on that ride as well.
No doubt.
You want to be on this ride with me with mm-hmm. Busy Breeze Hot Topics.
Okay. Man, I enjoyed this. This is fun.
Okay.
You know, it made me realize there's so much in my life that I haven't even talked about. So that's a blessing.
So I think we're going to end up needing to do a part two sometime in the near future. How about that? You willing to come back?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Get some chicken wings.
Yeah, I'm going to have some chicken wings for you next time. Get some chicken wings in the studio, guys. Okay. So, guys, today it has been an amazing interview with the amazing writer, producer, director. Oh, guys, we're going to have to bring him back for part two. He's a rapper. He's in music. And I didn't get a chance to talk about it. So we're going to bring him back. And we're going to talk about even more things. You're on every soundtrack in your movie rapping.
I just so happen to know how to rap a little bit. You know?
So we are going to have a part two on this, guys. So we're going to get ready to wrap up for today. It has been amazing. Thank you so much, Devon Cooper, for being here with us. Again, guys, today's show on Busy Breeze Hot Topics was all things Devon Cooper. Make sure you go on Tubi and catch up on his films, Fractured Not Broken, Internet Host,
and Sunless.
And more to come. And he's also on YouTube. Got some great series on YouTube, okay? So we're going to get ready to sign out. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us today on Busy Breeze Hot Topics. This is your girl, Lovey D, signing out with the amazing Devon Cooper.
Busy Breeze!
Right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This program comes to you by the Community Voice, La Voz Magazine, administrated by Dr. Jose Flores, Editor-in-Chief. You can find him at 1052 Granville Avenue, Southwest, New Michigan. You can reach him at 616-581-6271. Gracias, Jose.
You are listening to Busy Breeze Hot Topics on the Heat 97.3 FM.
Funding for 97.3 FM is provided in part by La Familia Stop and Shop, located at 1066 Cesar E. Chavez Avenue Southwest, providing groceries, convenience, and libations to local community.
Hey guys, this is your girl Bree with Busy Breeze Hot Topics. I hope you've been tuning in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where me and my friends, Lovey D and Jennifer Real 100, bring you the best in interviews, hot topics, entertainment news, and much, much more. If you can't be anywhere else, then be at Busy Breeze. We brighten up your day and make it just a little bit lighter.
Thanks, Lovey, for bringing on that great interview with Devon Cooper. Again, filmmaker out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's got a whole lot of projects on Tubi, it sounds like. And we're just so just elated and just grateful that he was able to share his passion with us. Of course, we love to bring these human interests and great interviews to you guys. Hopefully, they have been extremely inspiring. As you see, when we bring on people on Busy Breeze Hot Topics, many of these people wear multiple hats. So again, I hope that was an inspiring interview for you all. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence, Devon, and many blessings to you in the near future. All right, you guys, well, that is it for today's show. Of course, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know where to find us. Be good, be great, and never procrastinate. Always recognize your true and authentic potential. As always, this is Bree, Busy Bree, and Lovey D. With Busy Breeze Hot Topics. We'll see you next time. Stay blessed.